Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Celtics-Knicks, Game 2, Eastern Conference semifinals tonight at the Garden, and Mego is here to talk all about it. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Which camp are you in? This is an incredible Celtics team, and they are the defending champs, and that was an anomaly, or you find yourself a little bit concerned after the result on Monday night?
I mean, I think you should be a little concerned when you go down 0-1 against the Knicks, who I think are an inferior team to the Celtics talent-wise, but I'd be more in the former. I think it's more of an anomaly. If you look at them statistically, I know everybody is focused on the three-point attempts. Mm-hmm. If you compare that to the season opener, when they attempted 61 three-point attempts and tied for the most three-pointers made in an NBA regular season game, it just goes to show you, like we say, live and die by the three-pointer. Sometimes you're going to die by it just because it's not going in.
But even if they're good looks and they're not falling, why not adjust?
I agree. I think Jaylen Brown, Courtney, did an excellent job addressing this. Your guy. After the game saying, like, we got to go back and review the film and we're going to watch tape and everything, but wouldn't have hurt to mix in a easy bucket inside here or there just to keep the momentum going in their direction when it was so apparent that the Knicks were swinging it the other way.
But we talked a lot about this yesterday. What is preventing Jaylen Brown from doing that very thing?
You mean from the way that he usually takes it, like running downhill to the hoop? I don't know. I think, like, my personal opinion watching that game was the Celtics were moved so much off the three-point line by the Orlando Magic's defense. I wrote this in my column. It's kind of like when if you have, like, Courtney, like an almond mom mm-hmm. or like a health nut parent, and then you go to a sleepover as a kid and you get into a sleeve of Oreos and you're like, oh, my God, like, I haven't gotten to shoot the three-pointer. It really in five games, and all of a sudden they left them open. 56 of those 63 point attempts were open shots. They had at least 4 feet between them and the defender on average. So I think they just saw those and go, well, they're going to let us shoot these. Let's shoot them. And obviously there should have been more of an adjustment, in my opinion, in that second half.
See, the thing I felt the same way, but when I did my lead this morning and find out that the majority of the guys on that team, they shoot more than 50% of their shots are three-pointers, mm-hmm. you know, and then you got guys like Pritchard and Derek White that are up in the 70s. That's what they do. Like, I mean, that's what it's like. They don't know any other way other than to play basketball than shooting threes. And I think they fall back into, well, I don't really go to the hoop, so if I'm getting an open look, why would I pass that up?
Well, I don't know. I think that there's, like, they can always fall back on some of their pick and roll game that's been really effective through most of the regular season. I also think, like, we are very focused on the three-pointers, and that's fair. And that's the onus that they put on themselves by making that their identity these last couple of years. At the same time, there were other factors going on in that game. Like, you have Kristaps Porzingis, who disappears in the second quarter and is dealing with some kind of illness. You have Luke Kornet picking up five fouls at the beginning of the fourth quarter, so he has to sit. And then you have Al Horford, basically the only functional available big at that point in a very important part of the game. So there's different stuff that was going on. I don't think they're a completely one-dimensional team with the three-pointer. I think that there were, it was just kind of like a Murphy's Law in that second half in a lot of ways.
With, when it comes to Porzingis, is this the same illness? Is this a different illness? Is this being out and enjoying the city of Boston, as some are suggesting? Like, what?
Who's suggesting that?
I don't know. I don't listen to what people say.
Oh. There are hot goss?
You know how people go. They send in report eyewitness accounts of whatever. But okay. Is this tied to the same thing he dealt with throughout the season?
So yesterday, Joe Mazzulla said that he continues or has continued to deal with something that kept him out several games in March and April.
Is he lactose intolerant?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I would guess you guys had the same read during the game. He came out at halftime and he was shooting and he was clearly trying to get warm, moving around fine. And then he disappeared again. And so I thought, well, maybe that's a stomach thing. Maybe he had a 24-hour bug. But then yesterday, first Joe Mazzulla's asked, like, I was there. He's asked, was this connected to the bronchial illness that he had, the respiratory illness a couple weeks ago? And he's like, I have no idea. And then later on in the press availability, he said, well, he's been dealing with something. So I don't know if it's necessarily connected. If it is, that's much more concerning than having a 24-hour bug or, you know, being out in the streets like Wiggy getting after it.
Yeah, so. Well, see, I think it's more the 24-hour bug. And the reason why is because in the first series, there was no issue, right? If this is something that had been bothering him.
He didn't shoot well.
No. I'm not saying he played well, but he made it through the games. Like, I remember the point in time where he points at the bench, like as he's running up court, and he's like, you know, like, hey, I need a blow or something like that. I'm thinking, all right, maybe he's just tired. And this was in the second quarter, and then you didn't see him. If there was an issue, we might have saw that in the first series where he wasn't, you know, playing the whole game.
This is how the regular season kind of played out with him. Like, with this viral issue that he dealt with, it was like he was in some games, out others, and it was this constant illness. And with a viral situation, like, there are some things you can't just deal with medicine. And I'm the opposite. I think that it would be better with this than a 24-hour bug, because you're around all those other guys. Who knows if somebody else gets something, and then you have a whole team dealing with a bug. So, but it doesn't seem like it was that.
Why didn't it affect him in the first series if it was something that he'd been dealing with, right? Wouldn't it have still affected him where he might have missed the game or he left the game early, which he didn't? That's the only thing that I can say, okay, well, maybe it's just a one-off because he didn't play well, but at least he was there for every minute.
Yeah. Never trust the fart.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
True words have never been said.
That's what they say. Yeah. What about this argument that Joe Mazzulla was trying to run up the score and it backfired?
Why? Because they were up 20 and then they kept shooting threes?
Yes.
Again, I think it's what they were being given. And I do think that my opinion is there's a side of it where they were so thrilled to be given the opportunity to shoot threes and win the way that they wanted to win. I don't think that's running up the score. I think that's probably just maybe playing a little analytically and saying, this is what they're giving us. This is the more valuable shot. And so 19 out of 20 attempts in the third quarter, field goal attempts being three-pointers, is too extreme for my personal taste, okay? Right. Like, I'm not disagreeing with that, but I don't think that's, like, becomes a running up the score thing.
Is that a Joe Mazzulla issue, though? That it all stems from the top, and we know Joe Mazzulla likes threes. That's his game. Is that a Mazzulla issue?
I think part of me just at this point, like, has a trouble condemning that approach because it got them the championship last year, because it continues to bring them success. And right. like I said,
screwed them 2 years ago, though.
Same approach on opening night. And we're all praising like, right. wow, nobody can hang with the Celtics. Mm-hmm. It's just one of these things where sometimes it goes your way and sometimes it doesn't. I do think that Chris Forsberg from NBC Sports Boston had an interesting point in a column that he wrote yesterday about how many of those jumpers, how many of those threes were pull-up jumpers mm-hmm. rather than the catch-and-shoot variety. So there's also, like, there's a difference between the different three-point looks that you get. We all know, like, certain angles are easier for most guys than others. But when it's just like, okay, now it's my turn to pull up and go and your turn to pull up and go. And, you know, it's almost like the ball gets this certain amount of stickiness.
Right.
And you lose some of that flow of everybody getting a touch. That's a different kind of three-point attempt than catch and shoot.
It's one thing to have the hockey pass that leads to the guy who's in the corner, wide open for a three-point look, versus whether it's Tatum or Brown, as soon as you come out of the third quarter, off the dribble, pull up three-pointer. Because and
also the contested follow-away three to me is, and there are times where they have the ball under the net, basically, and they're shooting it out for a three as opposed to getting fouled on a layup. It's like basic, but it's probably old man to say it.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I don't think it's old man, and I also think the other point with that, Greg, is like they are waiting a little long, and this is something they've been guilty of at times, to get into their action in the shot clock. Like, we don't need to see it brought up to the top of the key and
dribble the life out of
right.
the ball.
Pass right. to somebody, but you get it back, you dribble around. Like, you're letting them get into whatever set that you guys want to run. Like, you're letting the Knicks basically set up and wait.
But also, you could say that they were waiting, they were not waiting long enough as the third and fourth quarter went on in game one, because they were shooting the ball with more than 10, 12 seconds on the shot clock when you're up late in the game.
I think in some ways that there's a balance between, like, if you're shooting right away, trying to get the 2-for-1 opportunity.
Right.
And then waiting to get into your action,
that's
having
at
a lack
the end
of
urgency.
Of
the game. That's right. At the Curtis is right. You know, early in, you know, that third quarter, the first possession out, it, you know, wasn't even, you know, 15 seconds into the 24 clock, and Jaylen Brown's hawking up a three. And then it's like, you'll see that. You'll see Tatum come down and just pull up rather than, you know, try to take as much time off the clock when you have that big lead to then say, okay, if we are going to put up the three. But then, no. Like, all right, they're not falling. They're starting to cut into it because they started to go on like a 7.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
An 0 run, a 9-0 run. It's like, all right, maybe we should try to take them off their rhythm a little bit, get some easier looks, maybe get to the foul line and break up some
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, they
run.
Only got to the line 6 times in the second half. Like, that's kind of unacceptable, especially when New York doubled that on the other side.
Well, that's what happens when you shoot 19 yeah. or 20 right, of your field goals right. from 3-point land.
Yeah. I none of us, I think, agree with Perk that this is a must-win game this evening. but how important is it for Jason Tatum, who is oftentimes looking for respect from everybody else. How important is it that he, this game tonight, is that he is leading the charge here?
You know, I don't know if individually, like, I would look at it that way. I understand we all want Tatum to have this run of, or if you're a Tatum fan, you want him to get the finals MVP. You want him to be talked about in the same way that Jokic and SGA and even somebody like Anthony Edwards in that last first round game for the Wolves are talked about. Like, I get that. I just think right now you're down a game in this series. You gave up a game at home. It's, I would guess that for even for like Tatum, it's not about individual glory or being the guy who puts the team on his back. It's about like, you got to tie this up before you go right. out to New York and try to take.
But
he
is the guy that we would expect to be putting the team on his back. That's what he wants us to expect from him, I think.
Yeah. But at the same time, like if somebody else, like if it's a night where Derek White has better looks and is able to put up 30 and Tatum puts up 24. Yeah. I don't think Tatum's looking at that as a failure of a night if they win.
No, I think for fans, it's more of, we just want to see you at the end of the games make that last shot. Like last night's game, the Pacers game, Tyrese Halliburton doesn't play well the whole game. You know, he's not having a great night, but what everybody remembers is the game winner at the end of the game.
What moronic fans to say that he was he's overrated, chanting that he was overrated during that. Like, you look like buffoons.
Right, but that's what people remember. They don't like, even with the, when we talked about this in the Celtics first game, you don't really see Jalen Brunson not really playing well in the first half. But once he makes play, and that's why
he's Mr. Clutch.
Yeah, and that's why he's considered
that. He could have won that game for them.
Right, but he then, in overtime, he makes some shots, or they are able to make some shots and win that game. So they look at it, like if Jason Tatum hits that pull-up jumper three with 5 seconds to go, then we're like, look at Jason Tatum, right? We all, and that's where I think he has to, well, not he has to, but people want to see more than anything.
Definitely. Yeah. I think, look, the clutch shots are obviously the most exciting, and we've had a ton of those opportunities so far in the NBA playoffs, which, I don't know, Curtis, I got to ask you, because I feel like you maybe, I might be reading this wrong, maybe you don't enjoy all of the NBA games as much as I do. Are you as high on the NBA playoffs as I am? I feel like they are much more exciting this year to fans than they have been in years past for the early rounds.
I think it's been the best product I've seen. Like, I've watched more non-Celtic games this postseason than the last three combined. I thought that the Knicks-Detroit series was excellent. I think it's been unbelievable. They've let them play in clutch moments. It seems
makes
much
me
more,
so happy.
But hasn't it been much more physical? It's
that
been
game
great.
Last night, Wiggy and I were talking about that game. That was a great game to watch last night.
And the ratings are up. They're up, I think, 10% at this point. And the product is awesome. It's been so great. And it's been good because I really thought, I don't know about you, Mago, but when the Celtics had that 20-point lead and they really weren't playing well, I was like, this is going to be the most boring series of all time. And now, I don't think they lose the series, but it's much more interesting today than it was, you know, 48 hours ago.
And maybe it's a wake-up call for them. Maybe it's like, we can't take the Knicks lightly, you know, and they got enough talent where if we take them lightly and our shots are not falling, that they can, you know, steal a game. Yeah. And that's exactly what they did.
All right. You still like the Celtics in this?
I do. I like them in five. That's where I was even before the loss. I thought, honestly, if I had mapped out the way this series went, I would have thought that the loss would come tonight, because sometimes we see that game two at home, little lagginess, but they're going to have to fight for it tonight, and we'll see. Kristaps Porzingis is probable. So, again, you hope that it's a 24-hour bug or something, not super long related to what he went through before, and hey, Drew Holiday looked awesome in game one. Yes. So you got that.
Thank
you
goodness.
Got that figured out.
Yes. You'll know tonight what Derek White looks like. If they're hitting shots from 3-point land early, you'll be like, all right, it could be a good night for them.
Yes. All right, Mago, thank you. We will talk to you again next week.
I'll see you guys next
week. Okay, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox lose at home last night, 6-1 the final. Lucas Giolito went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 10 hits while striking out 2. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight, 6:45 first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics have game 2 tonight at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7 with the Knicks. Kristaps Porzingis, like Mego said, is listed as probable, while Sam Hauser is doubtful.
An idea for Will Fleming tonight? Call Lenny DiNardo LD in honor of Curb.
Arriba, arriba.
That's what I want to say.
As for the NBA playoff games last night, the Warriors go up a game on the Timberwolves after taking game 1, 99-88. In the win, they did lose Steph Curry, who will undergo an MRI today on a strained left hamstring. He is not expected for game 2. And the Pacers now have 2 games heading to Indiana after a 120-119 win in game 2. Important to note, Cavs are without DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take game 1 against the Golden Knights, and the Hurricanes take it in overtime over the Capitals to go up 1 game in their series. Some NFL breaking news this morning. It's now official. The Cowboys say they have agreed to terms to acquire wide receiver George Pickens and a 2026 sixth-round pick from the Steelers in exchange for a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick.
Elliot Wolf had the phone on Do Not Disturb, or what was no notifications right, or whatever right, yesterday, Curtis?
Silence.
I mean, what are you doing?
And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor, Brian Scalabrini and Dave Portnoy. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Good news, Greg. Sunset 7:50 tonight. Summer's coming whether we like it or not, or whether the weather cooperates or not. 60 degrees right now, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 70.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.